Listening Dog Media. The Pod Play.
Diary. 3rd of June, 1967. Dear Diary, I think I really understand now what is meant by a red letter day. What is certain is that I haven't had so much importance, real importance, to record in my life ever. Dad clearing off and leaving us, Gran and Grandad dying. I'm not denying those weren't significant events, but at the end of the day, they were about other people. Not saying I didn't care. Of course I cared. Cried my eyes out. Felt shitty for ages, but eventually managed to put the brave face on. But now this is about me. About us. Tony and me. I received my letter. Probably the most important one I'll ever receive. Had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming, but sure enough, I read that I'd been accepted at Bretton Hall. I went crazy, jumping around the house, screaming my head off. Mum thought I was having a fit. She was really pleased for me too. I could tell. But I could also tell that she was a bit upset. She did well though. Just had to tell Tony. Decided not to phone, just went to his house. Got there just in time because he was about to come and see me. They say lightning doesn't strike twice, but it did today for us. He's been offered an apprenticeship with Manchester City. Oh, bloody hell, he was delirious. His dad had gone to drive to Tony's grandparents to tell them the news. Not often we've been alone together in Tony's house. Certainly not in his bedroom. We celebrated. Alan Rogers would have been impressed. I love Tony. I love my life. Roll on the summer. Bretton, here I come. Tony. Tony.
Yeah?
Are you awake?
Yeah.
Why are your eyes shut then? Can't you stand the sight of me?
Love the sight of you. There you are. I've opened my eyes.
Shut them again a minute. Go on, shut them.
What for? Why are you getting out?
You'll see. Got a surprise for you. Right, open them.
My psychedelic shirt.
Reminds me of our first proper time together. Twisted Wheel Weekend, remember?
Of course, I remember. It suits you better than me.
I wear it most nights to sleep in. Keeps you close in some strange way.
You look great. Come back here. That's better. This is very different from my usual Saturday afternoon routine. I'll tell you, Janice, if anyone had told me last year that my life was going to be like this, I'd never have believed them. It seems like 5 minutes ago since that day I saw you in the park and...
And there was something in the air, as well as dog shit. Happy?
Yeah, of course I'm happy.
We're getting quite good at this, aren't we?
Got a good teacher.
Oh, cheeky. Well, you're not so bad yourself. Let's just enjoy it then.
While we can.
No, while we're here. Like this. Together.
Yeah. While we're here. But...
But what, Tony?
Well, it's just... We're not always here, are we? Like this, I mean. We're not always together.
It makes it all the more special when you visit and we're together then, doesn't it?
Yeah. Janice.
Yeah?
Don't take this the wrong way, but... You would tell me if ever you didn't want me to visit you, wouldn't you?
Hey, where's all this coming from? Didn't want you to visit? What makes you think I wouldn't want you to visit?
Well, it's just... I've been thinking about us. You're planning to go in a different world. Really different from anything I'm used to. Theatre, acting, the arts. I don't fit in to... all of that.
Well, how do you know that? Why won't you fit into all of that?
Well, it's all just different. Christ. It was that young bloke we met this lunchtime in the Union Bar after your rehearsal, you know, with the one with the monocle. The one who said I look very fit.
Oh, Orlando. Oh, take no notice of him. He's all right.
I'll take your word for it. Listen, I know this is going to sound daft, but this morning, when I watched you all rehearsing...
Yeah.
Well, it was amazing, really. You were incredible.
Well, thank you. Got my autograph?
No, honestly. It was the way you changed. And not just changed, you actually became someone...
It's called acting, Tony.
I know, but what I'm saying, it's you're brilliant at it. It surprised me.
Well, there's a vote of confidence.
Sorry, I didn't mean it to sound like that. I knew you'd be good, but with talent like that, well, you could go into a whole new world.
Well, that makes two of us, doesn't it?
Is it?
Of course it does. Don't you see? I'm not the only one with talent around here, am I?
Oh, I see what you mean. But football's different.
Is that right?
Of course it is. I mean, in your world, theatre, plays, acting, all that sort of stuff, well, you'll be up there under the spotlights, everyone looking at you, all glamorous, loads of blokes, all called Orlando, probably, with their monocles, pipes and goatee beards, fancying you.
Oh, I see. So that's what all this is about. I think you're jealous. Thinking that I'm going to be getting off with Breton's answer to Michael Caine. Although, I have to say, Orlando is more like Danny LaRue.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah, and pigs might fly. And anyway, what about you?
About me?
You're trying to tell me that there won't be loads of offers coming your way? Oh, don't kid yourself, Tony. You've only to look at the likes of George Best and Malcolm Allison. They're not exactly living like monks, are they? I could have real competition. Or have I already got some?
Why would you say that?
Just making a point, that's all. You're just very fanciable, that's all I'm saying. Sexy.
So are you.
So it's not all bad. Being apart sometimes, is it? Makes us appreciate when we are together. So don't worry. I don't mind being a member of the Tony Miles fan club.
I don't mind being a member of the Janice Wilson fan club.
Good. We can fight off the competition.
You've no competition as far as I'm concerned.
So let's make the most of what we have got, shall we? When did you say you're going back?
My train leaves tomorrow morning at 11. Back to a cold bed for me.
Well, we can't have you freezing, can we? I'd best give you your shirt back. There you go. No, don't put it on. Now, where were we? Diary. 11th of May, 1968. Dear Diary. Oh, bloody hell. Bloody hell. I'm trying to write, but my mind's one huge fucking scramble. Life, eh? Bittersweet doesn't begin to describe this awful, shitty mess. Shakespeare was spot on. When sorrow comes, they come not single spies, but in battalions. Couldn't have put it better myself, Will. Tony's gone now. And he can fuck off forever for all I care. So City of Champions, big deal. But for everyone, Tony, there's got to be a loser. And I'll make sure it isn't me. I want to study drama, not take centre stage in a real life one. Bastard.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Janice, did you listen to it? Did you? This is the most exciting, bloody amazing thing I've ever been a part of. Champions, Janice. City are champions. Champagne's been flowing. I've never had champagne before. And all the lads are saying that soon City will be awash with the bloody stuff. Life doesn't get much better than this, Janice. I'm an apprentice with the best club in the country. I'm being trained by the best coach in the country. I'm going places, Janet. I've always bloody told you, didn't I? Well, come on. Aren't you pleased for me? What's up? Aren't you ready? We're back in Manchester in a couple of hours. Come on, let's go. Join the lads. They're waiting on the minibus.
Don't want to join the lads. What's this, Tony?
What's what?
This. In my hands, for Christ's sake. Are you blind or something?
It's a bit from a newspaper. What about it?
What about it? It's not just any old newspaper, Tony. It's the Withenshaw Recorder. Vicky sent it to me.
Withenshaw Recorder? Bloody hell. Your Brett and all reading tastes have come down a bit, haven't they? They get fed up with Shakespeare. Jesus, the Withenshaw Recorder. Whoa. What's she sent you that for? What's the big story? Withenshaw man wins 200 on the spot ball?
Oh no. Judging by this picture, this Withenshaw man seems to have won more than that. Here you are. Look at that. Who is she, Tony?
Bitch, why has Vicky sent you this?
Well, maybe because she just thought that I might be slightly interested in what my so-called boyfriend is getting up to. Yeah, perhaps she just thought that, as my best friend, she owed me a bit of loyalty. Which seems to be a bit thin on the fucking ground at the moment, doesn't it? So, who is she?
No one.
No one? Well, maybe I'll jog your memory. Obviously, your mind is too much on your football to expect you to remember the girls you're shagging. Thought you were getting a bit good at it. Let me read it to you. Well saved. Star City goalkeeping prospect Tony Miles seen here with local beauty Suzanne Blakely. Clearly, Suzanne isn't the only one who can make a good catch. So, can you remember now? Because judging from this photograph, you're close enough to her to be very well acquainted.
It's not what it seems.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, well, that's good. So if it's not what it seems, what exactly is it then?
Janice, I can't help being in the public eye a bit, can I? I'm on City's books and it's, well, girls are a part of the territory. I mean, there's always someone hanging about. I can't help that.
But this one isn't just hanging about, is she? She's hanging about you. According to this, it looks like you're going to bloody well marry her.
We'll be daft. That's not true. We're just...
Oh, don't tell me. Good friends. We're just good friends.
Yeah, I suppose. The papers make up anything if they think it'll be a good story. You know what it's like.
No, Tony. I don't know what it's like, actually. You might be surprised to learn that here at good old Breton, we're not photographed by the local rag every time we go out socially.
Just as well, eh?
I beg your pardon?
I said just as well. Oh, come on, Janice. I thought we knew the score. We both said it. We didn't own each other. And I'm not the only one to be caught on camera, am I?
What are you talking about?
Oh, come off it. I just think I felt when I saw production shots of you next to nothing, hanging off some bloke.
Well, it might come as a surprise to you to know that I am acting. It's not real life, Tony.
And neither is that bloody newspaper, for fuck's sake.
What?
That's not real life. I don't know, this live football, even at my level, it's a bit like a film. I can hardly believe it myself sometimes. One minute, I'm just an ordinary, uncomplicated lad who just happens to be good at football, and the next, I'm like, I'm public bloody property. I wasn't expecting this. It's like living in a bubble, and I can't deny it. You get attention, of course you do. All the lads do. We're even warned about it. Mr. Mercer and Malcolm Allison, they tell us to be careful in our private lives.
Malcolm Allison? Giving advice about your private lives? Oh, bloody hell, I've heard it all now.
Miss Susan, well, yeah, I won't lie to you. I've seen her a few times.
Seen her? What does that mean exactly? Have you slept with her, Tony? Have you?
Janice, I didn't want things to go this way, to be like this.
I've asked you a question, Tony. Now answer it, please. Have you slept with her?
How about you? You've been with anyone else.
Oh, grow up, Tony. This isn't about me.
So? Where does this leave us, then?
It leaves us in a bit of a mess, Tony. That's where it leaves us. I know we're not kids anymore, but I suppose that I thought we loved each other.
Yeah. Thought so too. Maybe we're not that
special.
Yeah.
Well, I've got news for you, Tony. We are. And we always will be.
What? Special?
Very.
How do you mean?
I mean, pregnant special, Tony.
What did you say?
I think you heard.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Pregnant?
How many times do I have to say it, Tony?
Yeah. When did you find out?
Just the other day.
Whose is it?
I'm going to pretend I never heard that. We had a pretty active Easter, remember?
So it's early then? I suppose it makes it easier.
Easier? What do you mean, easier?
Well, you know, easier to...
Get rid of it. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Well, you had this all sorted.
Sorted? What are you on about?
I'm on about you? That's what I'm on about. What, you're on the pill?
Didn't still happen.
Accident. Are you sure about that?
What?
You heard. I start to get a bit of success and you have to spoil it, don't you?
What the hell are you on about? Do you think I want it to be like this? Do you?
Oh, it's just a coincidence then, is it? Well, I'll tell you now, Janice, I'm not ready for all of this.
Oh, well, I think I'd accepted that much. And that newspaper convinces me that I'm right. But don't worry, Tony. You don't have to worry. I'll sort this. And I'll tell you something else, shall I? I'll be the one who chooses what or who I get rid of. Now get out. Join your precious mates on that minibus. And don't come back.
Right, lads. Get out of this shit. Oh, I've seen enough. Not here for me anymore. Manchester, here we come. Start her up, Andy.
Diary. 19th of May, 1968. Dear Diary. Difficult to write today. But it's easier than trying to talk to someone. It's a week since it happened. I heard from Tony's dad first. A phone call for me to the Hall of Residence. I knew it had to be bad news. I just sensed it somehow. My hallmates had avoided eye contact with me. After the phone call, I don't even remember walking back to my room. I was like a zombie. I lay on my bed. Bed, we used to call it. And I sobbed. Cried like I've never done before. I suppose I must have been hysterical. Tony's dad sent me a copy of the letter he received from Manchester City. I must have read it 1,000 times. I can recite it word for word. Dear Mr. Myers, on behalf of us all here at Manchester City, we would like to offer you our sincere condolences at the news of Tony's tragic death. We cannot begin to understand the depth of sorrow you must be experiencing. The loss of life is always a heartbreak, but when it happens to one so young, it is even more difficult to accept. The fact that the accident occurred on the apprentice's journey back from Newcastle, when the club had so much to celebrate, makes this dreadful event all the more painful. We can perhaps take some comfort from the fact that Tony was here to witness the revival of City's fortunes. A revival that we know he relished. We will be in contact with you again soon. But please, do not hesitate to get in touch in the meantime if we can be of assistance in any way. With the kindest regards of us all here at Manchester City, yours sincerely, Joe Mercer, manager.
World Premier Plays, exclusive to the Pod Play.